Well, by now you've probably heard about a process called water adjudication being undertaken by the State Department of Ecology here in Whatcom County, and specifically the Nooksack River Basin. And joining us now to explain this process from ecology's point of view is Robin McPherson. She is the adjudication manager with Ecology. And great to talk with you, Robin.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's great to talk to you, too.
All right. So, first of all, I guess, why is the state taking this action now here in Whatcom County?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Well, let me tell you, local water use in this area has been in conflict for many years, and many local groups and leaders have worked on solutions to the higher demand on water. But even with many sophisticated people working together over the years, no complete solution has been reached. Ecology is responsible for managing state waters. And in 2019, the legislature asked Ecology to conduct a statewide assessment to find where water use and water management would be improved with adjudication. At the same time, Lummi Nation and Nooksack Tribe formally requested this process through a petition to the Department of Ecology. So after a review, we identified this area, which is most of Whatcom County and some of Skagit County, as a top priority statewide for adjudication, and the legislature has funded us to begin. The goal is to resolve tribal water claims and prioritize legal water users and work toward fair and legal solutions for water supply and fish protection.
Okay. I've heard this characterized as the largest lawsuit ever filed in the state of Washington. And I'm wondering, is that an accurate way to describe this process?
I guess it depends on how you measure the size of a lawsuit. I know class action lawsuits can have thousands or even millions of parties, but this isn't a lawsuit like that for money damages. This is an action to quantify water rights. We are naming over 30,000 defendants to start, which, whether it's the largest or not, is a very large number.
And by defendants, you're talking about people who use water here in this region.
Yes, that's correct. Both people, local governments, all claimants to water use, the United States itself, the tribes, and different kinds of companies, legal entities, and people.
So it's a lawsuit in the sense that this is going to be decided through the courts, I guess, huh?
Yes, it is a lawsuit. The Department of Ecology is the plaintiff, and the defendants are all water users or claimants of water rights.
So when someone hears, I'm a defendant in a lawsuit, they think, I better lawyer up. Do water users, do property owners, do they need a lawyer to go through this process?
Yeah, that's a good question. Ecology and the courts, this is Whatcom County Superior Court, are designing the process to be as simple as possible and possible without lawyers. We are even working with specialists in unrepresented parties to develop forms that can be completed by individuals online or on paper. And so we really are committed to having the process be accessible and fair without a lawyer. But anyone can retain a lawyer if they think that they need legal advice.
Okay. Will people be charged any other fees besides what they might seek themselves as far as legal representation?
There may be a $25 filing fee, I think, but the court can waive that for people who can't afford it. And I will let you know that we're going to send everyone a mailing later this year with all of this information and instructions in it. In fact, it still is very early in the process. The adjudication hasn't been filed yet, and there will be information provided in the community as it goes along.
So has there been a decision on when it might be filed or not yet?
Well, it will be filed this spring, and that is the actual filing will be through the Attorney General's office, and the Department of Ecology is working with them to prepare it. And so I don't really have anything more specific than that to announce at this time.
Okay. As far as property owners that whether they're just have a home out there in rural Whatcom County or Skagit County in the area that's affected by this, or maybe they're a larger water user. They have a grow operation of a farm of some sort. Will they be able? Is anybody facing the threat of losing their ability to use water that they've been using? I guess.
Yeah. Well, the way I would think about it is adjudication does not change the law. There is a law of water rights for 80 to 100 years about that requires permits from the state for most water use. And there may be water users who are using water without legal rights, which is not fair to those who do comply with the law. And the adjudication will eventually identify that. There also may be seasons where there is not enough water for everyone to use, and outdoor watering may be limited. So those are the two kinds of cases where in the future, the ability to use water could change. But the law itself will not change. It's more the application of the law.
So under current law, if someone were to, say, buy some property out in the county and then decide they're going to build a home on it and put in a well, they would have to, get that well permitted by the state? Is that what the law says now? I mean, I guess you forget my question.
I do. And I know it's really complicated, and we have resources available and websites to help understand this, but just to explain it briefly here. In general, water use, even on private property, does require permits from the state, but houses on wells are usually permit exempt. This means that they do not need a paper water right. In the future, though, after the adjudication starts, the adjudication will require those users to fill out a claim form. And that claim form, it's not exactly a permit. It will be required in order to inventory all the wells and know who is out there, whether or not they have a document or whether they are permit exempt.
Okay. So I was going to ask you about exempt wells. We've heard that term. So those are exempt wells that you just were referring to, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You asked about homes, and I think that's the most common scenario for this. Like I said, under state law for a very long time now, water users have needed to have permits or certificates as a general rule, and some well use is exempt from that. And so we call those permit exempt wells.
So moving forward after this process, there won't really be such a thing as an exempt well per se. Every well will have to have some sort of a certification.
Well, the permit exemption will not change, but we are asking everyone to participate in the adjudication and have a claim form. So the permit exemption itself, that process will stay the same, but there will be this new process to submit claims to the court so that we can inventory the permit exempt wells.
And I told you I went to a meeting recently held here locally about this process, and the folks who were there were told that they would fill out this form and then agree to use a limited amount of water. It seemed to be fairly liberal, but I mean, is that what most residents or property owners, I should say, will have? Is a limit, like say a daily limit of the amount of water they can use, that sort of thing?
Well, that's an interesting question, because in the current state of things, water users all do have a legal limit of some sort or another on their property, almost always. So whether it's under the permit exemption usually has a limit of 5,000 gallons per day, and larger water rights should have a documentation on those, like a water right certificate, and those often have limits on them as well. So the adjudication will look at those limits and look at that water and refine it and inventory it in particularly in order by the seniority of use, by priority date. But it will not necessarily be changing everybody's legally available water.
What about agriculture? Is this expected to affect agriculture here in our region at all? I mean, cut back the amount of water that farmers can use overall.
Well, you know, again, that's a good question. I know there are a lot of concerns from agriculture, and we really have been working with agriculture to get the information that people need in order to understand their legal water use. I think that what we see is that in a lot of places, farms do not have clarity or certainty of the legal water use in their area or on their property. They might have a very old water right, and it's not clear whether it is still valid. They might have purchased the property, understanding something different than they find out under the law. And it is really difficult right now for farms to be able to look in a single place and understand how much water is legally available to them at any given time. We know that farms are an important part of our environment, our economy, and food supply, but we have had a lot of inconsistency between some farms going out and learning about their water rights and complying with the law, and other ones that have not yet. So this will require documentation from farms of their water use and their water history, and it will change things for some or even many farms as far as what water might be available under their current water rights. At the same time, we're hoping that water will be available once it is all verified and clarified for users to share with each other, whether that is through mitigation, leasing, water banks, and otherwise, so that if someone, for instance, has a farm and they aren't using it for a season or a matter of years, maybe because their farm is in probate or otherwise, that water could be used by someone else. And those are the kinds of solutions that we see elsewhere in the state once water rights are more certain.
Is this expected to affect property values? Water is obviously pretty critical to anybody who is occupying a property. What's been the experience in where this has been done before?
Well, that's a couple different questions. As far as whether it's expected to affect property values, possibly, property values depend on many variables. Some land will have verified legal water rights, which may make them worth more. Other land might have interruptible water rights, which could be worth less. Again, this doesn't take away the permit exemption, so water use under the permit exemption shouldn't necessarily change. And the other thing is that it's going to be a regional change so that the land values relative to each other might all be adjusted in one direction or another. For instance, if over time it becomes clear that there's not enough water for outdoor watering, lawn and garden watering, that could apply to all houses equally. And so it wouldn't necessarily mean some are worth more or less than the other. But those are all variables that remain to be seen.
Okay. What about property sales while this process is underway? Will this slow those at all or affect them, or is it expected to?
Well, sellers will need to notify buyers about the adjudication. I know that real estate organizations and lawyers are working on that now to be sure that real estate agents, buyers, and sellers have the information they need. So I think the main thing to keep in mind is information and notice during the process. Sellers will need to notify buyers, and buyers will need to understand the process and see whether there are forms that maybe still need to be filled out. And we are also at the Department of Ecology going to have more information publicly available for this.
How will once this is completed, I guess, because obviously our county, like all areas of the state, are going to continue to grow in population, new properties will be established. How will this process, I take it, it will have to be flexible to one degree or another to allow more water usage, or how will that affect, I guess?
Yeah, so what I can say is that in the future, in general, legal water rights stay with the property upon sale and subdivision, but they can be often changed, like I said, leased or banked or mitigated in other directions. When we talk about growth, growth management is a responsibility of the county in a public process that takes place here, usually through Whatcom County. So they are the best ones to answer those questions. I don't have a lot of answers on that.
Okay. What about the process itself? I mean, I think I heard that the last adjudication took some 20 years or something like that. Is this expected to take that long? And will it be that long for everyone who's involved?
Well, adjudication will take a number of years, yes. And the last process indeed took much more than 20 years, more in the neighborhood of 40 years.
Wow.
But much of that time was spent on legal disputes that we know we'll be able to avoid this time around. For instance, because we have requests for this action from Lummi Nation and Nooksack Tribe, and we don't expect opposition from the United States, that will save compared to the other adjudication, which was called Aquavella, that will save a number of years that in the past would be debates on jurisdiction and venue. And we also have other kinds of things that will make adjudication go more quickly. We have technology that will allow adjudication to go more quickly. And we have other improvements in the law that we think will smooth over and speed up the process. But yes, I know some people are eager for adjudication to move quickly. Others might be happy with the way things are and would rather that it maybe even that it doesn't move so quickly. But also, you know, it's true that some areas will likely have their rights resolved earlier on in the process, but we don't know yet which where that might happen and what kind of finality there could be along the way.
Okay, so it's not, say, a property owner goes, fills out the proper forms, takes them down to the courthouse, gets them stamped, and it's over and done with. They put those, they'll submit those forms or what have you, and then it's basically a waiting game before it's all resolved, huh?
It is. Most property owners, if they have irrigation use or other kinds of historic use, there will be the initial claims process, and then they will have additional time to find evidence of their historic use if that's required, if they're claiming early priority dates from early use on the property. And they do have quite a bit of time to get that information together. And then the Department of Ecology will make the first review of that information and make a recommendation. And then over time, that will be presented to the court. Individuals can dispute Ecology's recommendations, either on their own water use or on, say, their neighbor's water use, and the court will make those final decisions. So yes, it is a long process with a lot of time, but it does not require water users to be involved every week throughout that process. It is something that they submit information and then there will be time while the information is reviewed.
All right. And I'm sure you're no stranger to the emotions that are involved when the state takes actions like this. And is this a process that people should fear or be angry about? Or I guess, what's the message that you would pass along to people here?
Well, we understand. I have been out in the community a lot, and I have seen it. And we hear people that there's fear about the process. And I know sometimes that does lead to anger. I think the main thing we're trying to do is to educate people about what this property process is and what this process isn't. This is a long-term process. We are asking for information, and we really aim to educate people, think about the easiest way for them to participate. And hopefully as we get that information out, there will be less fear about what the process involves.
Well, I appreciate your time. Once again, we've been speaking with Robin McPherson. She's the adjudication manager for this water adjudication process with Ecology. And anything you'd like to just add to our discussion here?
Well, I do want to add that we have a phone number if people want to call and get more information either about their property or about the adjudication. Could I go ahead and give you that phone number, Joe?
Absolutely.
Okay, the phone number is 360-255-4406. We also are shortly going to be mailing out a postcard area-wide, which will have more information about how to look on our website and get information from us about the process. So we do have information and help available both through Ecology and Whatcom County, and that assistance will be expanding as the process is established and notice is sent out this year.
All right. Once again, it's 360-255-4406. And we'll post that phone number on our website, mybellinghamnow.com. And Robin McPherson with Ecology, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.